Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's talk about what's coming to the Meadows, guys.
So personally, I'm very excited because we have been working with the folks at P&G for a while, and we are bringing the eatery. So the eatery is a modern reiteration of a classic traditional food hall. A little bit for everybody, right? So we have a few concepts. We have Mercato, which is an Italian parlor with pizza made from scratch, some Italian, other Italian fare. We have Zen Noodle. You might be wondering what an Italian guy has to do with Asian food. But the reality is that I own a couple of Asian restaurants myself. And although I wasn't born there, clearly, I'm a fine connoisseur of Asian flavor. Then we have another venue within the eatery is Joe and Doe. Everybody loves a good coffee, craft sweets, and that's what we offer.
Joe and Doe. Got it.
Joe,
okay.
And Cup of Joe in the morning and Doe because Doe is Doe.
I like.
And yeah, it's a good name. And then we have the classic. So the classic, it's a joint that offer your most American favorite flares: burgers, fries, hot dogs, maybe subs with like Philly flavor and some fried chicken.
So this is a cut above food court kind of thing.
Yeah, this is actually what a food court wants to be when it dies and go to heaven. Literally, guys. Yeah, food court got a bad rap lately. We're reinventing the food court here. And let's not forget, you got 30 plus beer on the tap at the main bar station.
Well, I want to know, Tony, who is the vice president and general manager at the Meadows, how did you convince Fabio to come to Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, as Fabio mentioned, you know, we have a great relationship with him as a company. This is our fourth concept with him. We have one at our Charlestown property, which was the first one.
Yep.
Our Grantville, PA, Lawrenceburg, and now here in the Pittsburgh area. So when we came to Fabio with the opportunity to come here, he was excited to come here knowing that there's a lot of Italian roots here as well.
Ah, yes.
You know, I think that the local folks will enjoy the experience. As Fabio mentioned, you know, this is a modern food hall. I think, you know, it's more of a food experience as you go through the venue and you can sit down and try 36 different beers. It's an ambiance that really you come in and you can take in for quite some time.
Well, and this is it, right? This is the weekend.
One of the cool things about this is people don't all have the same taste. I mean, you walk into a restaurant, we're doing this or we're doing that. But here, everybody can find something, right?
Yeah, you know, the downfall of having a single themed restaurant is that, you know, I grew up in Italy. I love Italian food. I love a good steak. I love pasta. There is just so many times you want to eat pasta or pizza or steaks. So that's the kind of the downfall. As a guy that owns a bunch of restaurants, that's the challenge, right? You got to create a menu that kind of pleases a little bit of everybody. But when you have a food court that is literally a place where on a 280 degree spectrum has, you know, five different, completely different offering that serves from breakfast at 6 a.m. till like a late night munches at 2 in the morning, then it doesn't matter what you feel like, you're going to find it.
This is brilliant. I'm glad I thought of this. No, it's a great concept, but I want to know, in terms of coming to a place like Pittsburgh, people want to know, you were born in Florence. That those that don't know, you spent a lot of time in Chicago.
Yeah.
How did you end up becoming this famous chef in America and around the world? Really?
I guess the fame is relative, right? Because there is a 98% of the population has no clue who I am, which is completely fine. As long as they keep going to my restaurant, I'm good with it.
And how many restaurants do you have, by the way?
So right now, including, if you would consider the eatery, the whole concept as a one restaurant, we have 34 restaurants.
And how many of them are Italian?
Only 9 of them, really.
Okay, so you were talking about your fame.
So, you know, I came to the United States as a, I really wanted to take a vacation when I came here. And I
kinda, how's that working out for you?
We didn't let
sucked,
you go.
Sucked. The whole thing was great for a month and then it sucked. So I found myself a job. I guess I can't lay on the beach, can I? But and what happened is that I met folks that they were producing the early stage of the Top Chef show on Bravo. We became friends. They started to eat in one restaurant I was consulting for in 2005. I ended up taking over that restaurant. The owner figured out that I was doing all right managing it on my own, and we cut a deal, and now I was part of the business. And all of a sudden, I went from vacationing to owning a restaurant in the United States.
And here you are in Pittsburgh.
And now, yeah. So,
and TV really put you on the map.
You know, what I think TV did, when I went on TV, I was one of the only contestant on the show that actually owned two restaurants instead of working for one. And what I ended up doing, which most people don't realize, that Top Chef, the show, the Bravo cooking show, takes about 7 weeks to film. So most of those guys, they lose their job because you're an executive chef working for someone. You can't take 2 weeks of vacation, let alone seven.
Right.
So most of those people on TV, they're really unemployed after they're done with the show. I had my own restaurant. So what the show did, the show put those restaurants on the map. Then we were good at cultivating relationship, expanding the brand, making different partnership. And you know, honestly, you could be in TV all day, but if the food sucks, people don't come back.
Good point.
And in Italian food, you brought up a good point that we were talking, Tony, about the regions of Italy.
Yeah.
So there's different flavors, even in among, when you say Italian food, and I found out with Italians,
it's like
they like their Italian food, but maybe not yours so much, so you can mix and match.
Yeah, and Italians, that's the funny things about Italy. That's why Italy is such a thought-after country when it comes to culinary, because we just chatted about it right before we went on air. Italy is a country literally the size of about California from a square.
Top to bottom, yeah.
Top to bottom. And within in that, there is 21 region,
right?
And God forbid you mix them up with food. They're like really different, really passionate. There is 50 ways to do chicken, 100 ways to do tomato sauce. And so it's such a wonderful, diverse country from a culinary perspective that if you want to eat Italian food, you could eat literally every day of the year something different and not be bored with it.
Well, now you have the option of many of Fabio Viviani's treats at the eatery at the Meadows. Tony, good luck and congratulations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.